We stay with this idea of truth. What it is can not really be determined. Not big T truth. That which is truth, it can be aligned with, and that would be through the heart. It can be sought after, and that would be through an illumined intuitive mind. But what truth is, to define it, to fit it into some little box, even a big box, that would be futile. Because truth, capital T, big truth, if it's really truth, and if it's really big T truth, it'll be inexpressible. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath, because if we really sit in that for a moment, take a seat in that awareness, boy, that takes us off the hook. And feel the opposite just as well. Feel how hooked, like a fish on a fish hook, we get all the time. Trying to figure out truth, trying to define this and that, putting ourselves in all these little boxes, and our shoulds and our coulds and our woulds. Can you feel the fish hook? The fish doesn't like that at all. One is left only with suffering. But when we let ourselves off that hook, simply in the heartfulness, in the illumined lamp of the mind, the big T truth, inexpressible, beyond words, and beyond the tangle of thoughts truth, that abides in our heart. That is always accepting. And that's actually a factor of truth, that it's always accepting. It is nothing to argue about, nothing to fight against, because real big truth is equanimity. That's one of its characteristics. So we smile and feel ourselves in this verse. I looked everywhere for truth, but did not know where to find it. A leaf fell. It touched the ground. Mind cracked open. In this moment, one of the mirroring of truth, one of the presentations of truth, is that we are sitting. We're not walking, we're not running, we're not cooking, we're sitting. At another time of the day, one of the presentations of truth will be that we are walking, we are cooking, we are texting. But this moment, truth is that we are sitting. And I point that out because it displays. Truth is not one thing. It can't be. Now, we are sitting. That is a fact. It's a little truth. It's not a big truth. But if we can sit and simply be here, that doesn't mean without thoughts. That doesn't mean without distractions. It means sit, be here with everything that for you that includes. Don't push away. At the same time, accept. We are sitting. Within this sitting, breath is moving. Within the breath is a flawless coming and going. Within the mind is space. There is space between thoughts. There is space to make lists. There is a space to review. There is space. We are sitting. We are meditating. Notice if you can that everything you are experiencing is in your mind. Everything without exception. And if thoughts are arising or some list has been made or distractions are pulling you away from the simplicity of sitting and breathing, then realize that those thoughts and that list are fabricated out of nothing. And when we leave them alone, they dissipate back into nothing, like a wave is born of the ocean and becomes the ocean again. Everything you're experiencing is in your mind. So then simply notice that the mind is amazing. It too cannot be defined. And that what we call analysis or responsibility or communication or anything that we think has to do with our mind, that it's like the tip of a fingernail. That's how much of mind we're talking about with those types of things. So we smile and breathe because everything we're experiencing is mind. And furthermore, because that is so, and that is only the smallest tip of the iceberg, there's so much more. And so we settle and accept, and that invites the more. We smile and feel the truth of smiling. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Feel the truth of breathing. We feel ourselves. And if we feel deeply into that, we won't find ourselves. We'll find sensations and perceptions and memories and desires and all kinds of things. But the truth is, we won't find ourselves. We'll find all those components. And then we can smile again. Feel as you move through the day, truth, every moment, every emotion, every thought, every action. In that moment, that is truth. And then feel if you're aligned with truth in that moment. It's very freeing. Love you all. Create your day.